Hey, my friend, welcome along to the Medicinal Chef's Nutrition Nuggets podcast, helping you get clarity on nutrition. I'm Dale Pinnock, the Medicinal Chef, Sunday Times best-selling author, nutritionist, and creator of the Culinary Medicine College. Every week here in the podcast, I'm going to be discussing key topics around the field of nutrition and answering your questions to help give you clarity and expand your knowledge. Hey, my friends, how you doing? Hope you guys are well and you've had a fantastic week and are ready for the impending weekend. I certainly am. So, this week's podcast, again, it's another listener question. Let me just try and find the name again. Sorry, I'm very, very disorganized with this. Where are we? I had so many come in. As soon as I put the feelers out, I had so many come in. No, I can't find it at the minute. I'm not just going to sit here just going, whilst I'm looking through. Let me see. And no. Okay, never mind. But this week's podcast is about female hair loss, particularly in young women. Now, this is something that is relatively common. Okay, and it's a very, very different issue from the male pattern baldness. The male pattern baldness, obviously, it's related to hormones. It's related to reduced levels of testosterone and higher levels of dihydrotestosterone, that kind of stuff. With female hair loss, particularly in young women, it's a very, very different story. I mean, you know, sometimes it's hormonally linked. Sometimes you can get hair loss from severe emotional trauma or acute stress, those kinds of things. Sometimes it's genetic issues, and even, you know, sometimes certain medications can cause hair loss as well. But with a lot of the time in young women, we often find that it can be very closely related to diet, and probably the number one factor, the number one factor that seems to influence hair loss in young women is iron deficiency anemia. Iron deficiency anemia. Now, this is obviously in women that are adolescent and above, women that have actually started their menstrual cycle. So this is where we see that. I mean, from probably the most common age is between 16 and 19 for these kind of patterns to actually show. But sometimes it can be younger, sometimes it can be older. But this is all generally speaking. The most common thing is iron deficiency anemia. And this comes from a combination of two things. One, a restrictive diet. And or it's usually in combination. Sometimes you can find people, especially people that may have some quite dysfunctional relationships with food, that have got a very, very restrictive diet. It can be purely diet on its own, but usually it's where two things combine. It's where poor diet meets menstrual blood loss. Those two factors together can lead to a state of very, very low iron levels indeed. And very low iron levels in women can cause hair loss. So that's the first thing to remedy. Definitely always get on top of iron intake. And I would do this in several ways. Right throughout, you know, every day, every week, every month, make sure there's good iron-rich foods coming in. So it can be heme iron, which is from animal sources. So a little bit of red meat, oily fish, chicken, all very, very good sources. And then, of course, the non-heme iron, which you get in green leafy vegetables, dried apricots, those kinds of things. As many different iron-rich foods as possible. And when you're taking in the non-heme iron, so the actual vegetable source of iron, the plant source of iron, make sure you have a little bit of vitamin C with it. It could be a small glass of orange juice with a green leafy salad, or it could be a salad dressing made out of lemon juice and olive oil, whatever. That vitamin C, the vitamin C will actually help to absorb the non-heme iron. Okay, so that's the first thing. Make sure there's iron-rich foods coming in the diet every single day. The second part of the strategy is 1 week before menstruation is due, start supplementing with iron. Now, you need to make sure that you get the right form of iron. If you get the really, really cheap ferrous sulfate, which is usually the prescription form of iron, it's a very cheap form of iron which does cause constipation. So you don't want to solve one problem and cause another. It really can be quite uncomfortable, particularly if you're taking it regularly. So I advise people to opt for a form called iron bisglycinate, which is BISGLYCENATE, iron bisglycinate. This is otherwise known as gentle iron. This is a form of iron that you can take at those therapeutic doses that we're looking at here without causing digestive disturbances. Okay, so 1 week before menstruation is due, I would start taking this once or twice a day with food and then carry on taking it all the way through the period, and then stop taking it once the period has been stopped for a full day. So your first full day when you come off, that's the day to stop taking the iron, and then carry on consuming the iron-rich foods. But then when you get towards that time of the month again, when you're 1 week before you're due on, start taking it again, and just keep repeating that. That way, you'll be getting in, you'll basically having an iron spike. That sounds brutal, doesn't it? It sounds like a torture device, an iron spike. Basically, it'll be a spike in your serum iron levels that will be able to compensate for the iron that's lost during menstrual bleeding. Okay, so it's basically there to buffer that. That's tip number one. Get the iron in check. Next thing, you could really benefit from biotin-rich foods. Biotin, one of the B vitamins, it's in the B group. You find it in oats, and you find it in eggs and some other whole grains. Brown rice is a little bit as well. Really important for overall health of the hair. It's been known in its own right to stimulate hair growth. But it's also important for the production of keratin, which is a protein that actually makes the hair more resilient to damage and just makes it much more thicker and healthier. Just improves the quality of it overall. Next thing would be magnesium. Now, similar to iron, there's definitely strong links between low intake of magnesium and hair loss. You have to have it takes a lot longer to actually see these side effects from low levels of magnesium. You get to feel kind of tired and overly stressed first before you start seeing any impacts on hair loss. But prolonged low levels of magnesium can cause hair loss in some individuals. So I would say a good magnesium supplement. A great time to take magnesium actually is with your evening meal. So maybe between 200, 400 milligrams with your evening meal as a supplement, and then also magnesium rich foods, green vegetables. They are the best sources that are out there. Why I say take it with the evening meal? Well, yes, you're going to be topping up your magnesium levels to actually buffer some of these effects that we're talking about here, but also it can actually help you get a good night's sleep as well. Because magnesium, it increases the release of GABA in the central nervous system, which is the inhibitory neurotransmitter that helps you relax and get a nice deep sleep. So you've got a bit of a double whammy benefit there. Then the final thing really is a regular intake of oily fish. Now, oily fish is going to be a great way of getting heme iron into you. So it's going to be a good way of keeping on top of the iron, as we discussed earlier. But also, it's going to give you those all-important omega-3 fatty acids that I'm always banging on about. Yes, I know. But the omega-3 fatty acids help to look after the health of the hair follicle. They keep the hair follicle super healthy. They keep the membranes nice and soft. And they have been associated, a good intake has been associated with stimulating hair growth. And again, this is not in pattern baldness that's controlled by hormones. This is non-hormonally related hair loss, okay? And also, the oily fish are a good source of vitamin A, which helps to regulate sebaceous secretions, which again keeps the follicle healthy and keeps any new sprouting hairs nice and healthy and actually more likely to go into a full growth. Okay, so you know, it's nothing complex, it's nothing overly difficult to put into practice, but in most situations when you're talking about young women that are getting these hair loss issues, most situations, it's going to be due to iron deficiency, anemia, that is that has arisen as a combination of a restricted diet and menstrual blood loss. You put those two factors together and you can very quickly deplete iron levels. So a few simple strategies that can be very helpful. So if you guys have a question for me here in the podcast that you want me to answer, then do drop me a line, dale@themedicinalchef.co.uk. And don't forget, you guys would have heard about the fact that I'm running an offer at the minute on my diploma in culinary medicine, a full diploma course for just £500. Normal retail price is £750. So already one of the best value, well, the best value course on the market. Every other course is at least over £2,000. My one, when it's full price, is £750. There's just no, I cannot justify charging ridiculous amounts for it. There's no need in this day and age. But for January, I mean, we're coming to Last Chance Saloon now. I'm taking £250 off of the retail price, offering it for £500. If you want to take a look, if you want to learn a bit more, if you want to see what some of our current students actually say about the course as well, then head over to my Instagram page and you'll see the link in my bio there. You'll be able to find out more from clicking that link. So until next week, my friends, see you later.